Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 10th, 2024. From the Book of Jude, Heavenly Rebellion, Lessons from Jude 6. Previously, we heard Jude remind us believers of God's judgment and consequences of disobedience, using, for example, the Israelites that God saved out of Egypt, but then they disobeyed and were destroyed because of their unbelief. This serves as a cautionary tale for us as Christians, emphasizing the importance of faith and obedience in our salvation. Thus, believers are urged to remain steadfast, trusting in Jesus' saving work and obediently following God's teaching to avoid divine judgment and uphold our salvation in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jude then continues with other groups who disobey. So let's continue with Jude. Verse 6, "And the angels, who did not stay within their position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day." So here in Jude verse 6, we encounter a sobering reminder of the consequences of rebellion against God's authority. Jude, speaking of angels who, instead of remaining obedient to their appointed positions, chose to abandon their proper dwelling. This act of disobedience led to their condemnation and being kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the final day of judgment. So this verse serves as a powerful illustration of God's justice and the seriousness of rebellion against his authority. It teaches us that even heavenly beings are subject to God's judgment when they deviate from God's will. As human beings, we must listen to this warning and remain faithful to God, recognizing his power over all creation. Furthermore, Jude 6 underscores the importance of obedience and humility before God. Just as these angels faced consequences for their rebellion, so too will we, if we stray from God's will and abandon our assigned roles. So let us therefore strive to remain steadfast in our faith, obedient to God's commands, and humbly submissive to God's authority. Sometimes people may wonder, well, what did the angels actually do to rebel against God? Well, we really don't know. But the reason I beg this question is, very often we get a little too inquisitive about other people and what they are doing wrong. Instead, we need to be concerned about our own souls. Many times people are more concerned about sins of other people instead of their own sins. But as we take a look at these verses, and which Jude speaks about the rebellion of the people of Israel to the rebellion of the angels, we need to be concerned about our own rebellion, not necessarily about the rebellion of others. So let's us learn from these examples of these fallen angels and reaffirm our commitment to serving God faithfully in our designated roles. May we trust in God's power, obey his commands, and avoid the pitfalls of rebellion, knowing that he alone is worthy of our complete obedience and allegiance, because Jesus dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and restores us. So yes, we want to follow God. In God we have life and life for eternity. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.